Okay, we're continuing in the Drosha Saran. We're in the Drosha Shlosha Sar in the Mosad Rav Kooks. We're on page Tuf Kuf Chav Beis. Okay, so last time we had talked about that Dinim Derabanan are in some ways even better than Daraisas, because the way the Ran explained it, all Mitzvahs Derabanan are really Daraisas because of Losasar. And they have an added positive thing to it in that we volunteered as a nation to take it on through the Chachamim, by the Chachamim inventing a new mitzvah. So Klai Yisrael volunteered a mitzvah, so that's a notch, you know, something even better than a regular mitzvah, which we must do. So the Ran explains, V'atiksha alayim imashe iskir zal b'harmen mekomos godol ha-mitzvah v'osa misha ena mitzvah v'osa. So the Ran asked the obvious question, don't tell me, well, we've always heard that it's greater to do a mitzvah if you have to do it than if you don't have to do it. The Gemara says in Kedushin, B'damba ben Nesina, with the famous story of Damba ben Nesina, he's the guy who did the super Kibbut Av Eim story by not waking up his father. And the Gemara says, if someone who didn't have the mitzvah of Kibbut Av Eim did that, certainly someone who does have the mitzvah of Kibbut Av Eim. So that sounds the opposite of what I said, Iran, that mitzvahs derabanan are even better than rices because we didn't have to do them and we took them on voluntarily. So the Ran says, "Ain't okay, and that's not true." Ki kavanas ha-maimer hazeh, but that maimer of Chazal, better to be, it's greater if you do a mitzvah when you have to than if you don't have to. What that means is, shemin ha-yadua, ki godol atzar asher gienu b'avadas yigdal scharo. The reason why, what that comes from, that the more difficult it is to do a mitzvah, the more reward you get. Rabbi Seinu Zalef from Tairagra, we all know the expression, the greater the amount of difficulty it is to do a mitzvah, the more schar you get, the more reward you get. V'yaduan, it's known, ki misha einu mitzvah v'ose, someone who doesn't have to do a mitzvah and does it anyway, lo yiskafu ha-yetzer shalalas oso ha-maisa, achar yesher lo tzuva bo, your evil inclination, the part of you that doesn't want to do mitzvahs, is not going to work as hard on you, on something that you don't have to do, kasher yiskafu l'mishin estava bo, like you will on something that you do have to do. And again, whether he means literally an angel or it means just your mind, it's really both, you know, it's irrelevant. The point is that you get a much bigger internal fight when you have a mitzvah that you must do than with a mitzvah that you don't have to do. Valderach ze amru b'yoma, that's what the Gemara says in Yuma, and there it's talking about the person who would take the sayer la'azaz, the goat that they would throw off the cliff. So he would take it Mirushalayim, Matzuk Tishim Risso from Yerushalayim till the cliff was 90 ris, Shiva Mechza, Lachal Mil Vamil, Val Kol Sukha Vesukha Omri Mila Hari Mazan Hari Mayim. So distance was 90 ris, it works out to 12 mil. Okay, and then every single, they had stops in between, little huts in between along the way, and at each hut they would tell the guy, hey, if you need food or water, here it is, you can have it. So they would do this so that in case the guy was hungry, that this way he would know he had. And the reason is since he didn't have to fast, so by offering him food, he would be able to continue his fast. Like the Gemara says, all the people who had to bring over time, who had to bring that goat to throw it off the cliff, they never needed to eat. They were able to continue their fast. The reason why they kept offering him food, even though if he needed food, he would take it. No one ever took it. The reason they offered it to him is because if someone knows they could eat if they want, it's a lot easier to calm themselves down than if they don't have the ability to eat and they feel up against the wall. Therefore, someone who is having an internal struggle, he doesn't want to do a mitzvah, and still he conquers it, so that person who's stuck and must do a mitzvah, so they feel like stuck, and still they do the mitzvah, that's on a greater level than someone who is only voluntarily doing the mitzvah, where if they're not in the mood, they don't need to, so they don't feel that kind of pressure, and therefore it's not as great schar. That's what that chazal meant of greater is someone who's mitzvah vosa than someone who's doing a mitzvah and doesn't have to do it. Avamashi eskimo lev chachmi Yisrael. However, getting back to our point, where we said dinim derabanan are in a sense greater than daraisas, whichever that which the Chachamim decide is a mitzvah, he neishava tzayna metzah, machareyes kamaske, mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. Now that the Chachamim invented it as a mitzvah, so now we must do it. It's now no longer voluntary. It's now on us, obligatory. So we have, it's the same status as any other mitzvah. Mishav nuana mitzvah v'osim. So now we're all like a mitzvah v'osa. So that argument is not an argument. In other words, it doesn't make it that Tinim Drabbanan are less in any way because we took them on. In other words, because now that the Chazal made it as a mitzvah, we must do it. However, it still has that thing that we voluntarily made ourselves do it. In other words, the Chachamim inventing the Din Drabbanan voluntarily is a nice thing that we took on extra mitzvos, but now that we took it on, it's not voluntary anymore, and therefore we still have that same level of it being a mitzvah v'osa, a mitzvah that we must do. The Ran continues, Otam achir l'mash amr gadol mitzvah v'osa. So the Ran says, another reason why Chazal said that it's a person's on a greater level when they do a mitzvah that they are commanded to do than when they do a mitzvah that they're just voluntarily doing. There are mitzvos that are specific to certain situations, people, kagon, for example, mitzvos hatulyos baris, mitzvos that are need Eretz Yisrael. In other words, trumas and maisers, if things grow, things that are have to do with the land, grow in the ground, like truma and maisers, those mitzvos are only in Israel. You can't voluntarily take that on in America. It doesn't make any sense. So there are certain mitzvos that are only in the situations where the Torah prescribes them. So, as that example, trumas and maisers, any mitzvah that has to do with the land is only relevant to the land. A mitzvah shenestabahem kohanim lenestavino anachlabahem, or mitzvahs that kohanim are commanded to do. Let's say a kohen can't become tamimeis, can't touch a dead person. So a Yisrael, a non-kohen, can't voluntarily take that on. It's meaningless. So someone there who does that mitzvah of, let's say, a non-kohen touching a dead man, they don't get any reward for that. So Hashem isn't necessarily interested in that. So you're not going to get any schar for it, any reward for it. Even though all the ways of the Torah are good, in other words, why shouldn't Hashem want us to do a mitzvah? If it's a mitzvah for a kohanim, it should be a mitzvah for everybody, maybe. All the ways of the Torah are good things. There are maybe reasons why it is only good for certain people. Like these certain mitzvahs are only relevant to things of higher levels. Let's say Israel, Eretz Yisrael, is on a higher level of Kedusha. And that's why the mitzvahs make sense there. They just don't make sense anywhere else. It's only relevant to a higher Kedusha. Kohanim are set aside to be working the way some English. They have to be on a higher standard. You can't opt into that. So another example is if a Jew keeps Shabbos, they get great reward. Someone who's not a Jew who keeps Shabbos, it's a chiyuv misa. Even though we don't learn from there in any other mitzvah, only if Chazal tell us there's a reason people shouldn't do a mitzvah. Otherwise, we don't assume that you're not allowed to do mitzvahs that you're not commanded in. Because then it would mean someone who doesn't have an obligation to do a mitzvah would be forbidden to do a mitzvah. We do not learn from Shabbos to other mitzvahs. We call makom, but still, nilmud l'shar mitzvah she'efshu shlo t'shayim k'vanas ha-mitzvah s'hoda b'mi she'ena mitzvah bo. But we can learn from this all this that it is possible that when a person does a mitzvah that they are not commanded to do, it's not just that someone who is up against the wall and has to do it gets more schar because it's harder. It also may not be as relevant for you if you weren't commanded to do it. Like a commandment that Hashem commanded you. In other words, if God didn't give you a mitzvah to do, maybe it's not so relevant to you. You know, there are certain commandments that are not relevant to us at all. If you're not kohen, not touching a dead person is not relevant to you. But there are certain mitzvahs that you can opt into, you can voluntarily do. Let's say a woman doing a mitzvah say shazman grama. But still, it could be that it's not as relevant that inyan, that idea, to the person who didn't have that mitzvah. Therefore, the schar isn't as great because the mitzvah may not have been as relevant to them. So in that sense, someone who got the mitzvah is greater reward from the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is, Hashem wants it more for the person who got the commandment because they need it more. However, getting back to the point again about the Rabbanans, when the Chachamim invent the mitzvah, the Rabbanan, Hashem says He wants us to do all the Rabbanans. So Hashem said He wants us to have this mitzvah. In other words, He wants us to follow what the Rabbanan say. So therefore, we're all like people who have that mitzvah. The mitzvah was intended for us. So in that sense, we are also a mitzvah v'osa. That's again just repeating why the Rabbanans are, in a sense, greater than Divrei Torah. Sheim megalim cheftzam ba'avudaso at shegarmen l'chadish mitzvos yu mitzuvim b'hem me'Hashem Yisbarach. Because through the Rabbanan, we are get new mitzvos, and mechadish new mitzvos that we now become commanded by Hashem. We know that the Jewish people got reward when they volunteered and said, we will do and we will hear. What was so great about that is that they showed their desire to do mitzvahs, and that they with love won Hashem's mitzvahs. So again, that's back to the same point, that since the Chachamim are making up new mitzvahs, as if Klal Yisrael is voluntarily asking, wants to do more mitzvahs, so that's why it's great. Okay, Kfar Nitztavinu Leilich Acher Eskamasam B'Mishpitei HaTorah. So we've already discussed that the Jewish people are commanded to follow what the Chachamim say when it regards halachas of the Torah. We also have to follow them, and not just things that are straight halacha, but even for ways of acting, how to darshan psukim. Yeah, my merhu mitzvah lo yeah, whether it's an official mitzvah or not. If someone doesn't follow what Chazal say, even if it's not relevant to halacha, who epicurus, that's called an epicurus, that's a heretic. That person has no place in the world to come. It's pretty strong words, right? That's an epicurus. If Chazal say this is an agadata, a way of telling you of something, let's say, relevant, not to a mitzvah, just about how things work in heaven or whatever. If you say, if you just say, no, that's false, so then that's an epicurus. This is in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. B'chelek Yosef Rabbi Yirmiyah Kamed Reb Zer Rabbi Yosef Ikamer. So this is going to be an agadata that's hard to understand, but that was the point. Someone disagreed with it, and they were called an epicurus. So here goes. Rabbi Yirmiyah sat in front of Reb Zer, and he sat, and he said, Atzer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lehotzi Nachal Mibeis Kodesh HaKadoshim. When Mashiach comes, there'll be, or in the future anyway, when there'll be a river or a stream or brook, whatever it is, that goes out from the Kodshei Kodshim, and there will be all types of sweet fruits coming out of there. Shenemar v'alanachal yala asvasom mizeh mizeh kaleitz machal, out of this river or brook that comes out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so there will be fruit trees. Lo yibol aleiv, lo yitom pirio, l'chadashav yivakir, so it'll have, it'll always have fruit, it won't wither. Ki meimav min ha-mikdash hem yotzim, because the water comes from the mikdash, v'haya pirio v'lamachal, v'aleiv l'trufa, and you'll be able to use it for medicine and for food. Am le'ahu saba, so someone said, this saba said, whoever that is, possibly the yellow anavi, saba is often, but okay, whoever is a saba said, yashir, that's good pshat, v'chinam rev yochan, and also said yashir, that's a good pshat. Armalei, he said to him, "Ki agavda mi michsi kapi kursa." So he said, "Does that look like apikursus?" So we had said this saba often refers to Eliyahu Hanavi, but if it did, Rav Yirmiyah was not aware of it. In other words, whatever it just looked like an older man. Whoever it was, perhaps it was just an older man. Some older man had said to Rav Yirmiyah that he had done, that he's right. So he wanted to know, is that apikursus? Meaning this guy, this nobody, is coming and telling the great rabbi, yeah, you're right. So is that apikarsis? So he said back to Zerah, said back to him, so you're a messiah, what do you mean? He's agreeing with you. How could that be apikarsis? He said, if you heard something about it looking like apikarsis, when you disagree or a nobody comes and disagrees with a rabbi, it's this story. Ki had the Rav Yochanan, like the case of Rav Yochanan, havi yasev v'darash, Rav Yochanan was darshaning, asa ganash baruch al havi avanim tovos to margolios shem shloshim ha-shloshim. Rav Yochanan was making a drasha that eventually in the times of the Mashiach, the Beis HaMikdash, whatever, so Hashem will bring stones, precious stones that are 30 by 30 amma, v'chokik pem esra b'rum esrim, and he'll make a hole in them of 10 amma by 20 amma, ma'amidim mishar Yerushalayim, and put them in the gates of Yerushalayim, shenamar, as it says, samti kat kod shim shoseich. Okay, so ligleg alag oso talmud. So a student there was making fun, and he said, hashtag abeyasad the taltala meshkechin, and now we can't even find a very small precious stones. We're going to find rubies and fancy jewelry that big. So later, his ship went to sea. This student was out on the sea. And he saw that the Malachi Asharis were, carvings, beautiful gems and stones. Armelhem hani lamai. And he said, what are these for? He said, guess what? These are the stones that are going to be in Yerushalayim, like Rav Yochanan said. These huge stones, right? It was the same huge stones. They were making it for the gates of Yerushalayim for the future. So when this student came back, he sees Rav Yochanan's darshaning. He said, oh, you teach and you're fitting to teach. He said, I saw you're right. Amrlei, so this is the part that Rabbi Yirmiya had heard about, that you're not supposed to agree with a rabbi when you're a nobody. So he said, Amrlei, Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Reka, empty one, Im lo ra'isa lo hamanta. Had you not seen it, you wouldn't have believed I was right. Ma'ale gal divrei chachamim ata, you're making fun of the words of chachamim. Nasa v'inav bo v'nasa gal shel atzamos. He looked at him in that way, and with his eyes, and the guy died. You know, Rav Yochanan was famous. He killed some people with his eyes, like Reish Lakish. So he looked at him, and whatever that spiritual power had, and the man died. So, again, the details of this story we don't have to get into now. Obviously, this student was not a nobody, really, because nobodies wouldn't have been able to see what he saw at sea. He saw ministering angels. You know, if we saw, we wouldn't see angels. So this was not such a nobody, but either way, anyway, relevant to Rav Yochanan, he was a nobody. Relative to Rav Yochanan, he was a nobody. And so that's where that was considered apikarsus, because if he hadn't seen it, he would have thought Rav Yochanan was wrong, because he couldn't believe it, and that's called apikarsus, and that was what Rav Yirmiya had thought was wrong about that guy who had said he said a good shir. So Rav Yirmiya corrected him, there's a difference there. Just agreeing with you is not a problem. The problem with the story of Yochanan is that he wouldn't have agreed had he not seen it with his own eyes. Okay, what's relevant for us is that this is just an explanation of what Hashem will eventually put in the gates of Yerushalayim. It's an explanation. It's an agadah that has nothing to do with mitzvahs, and yet the person's called an apikaris. So the Ran says, "Rima she'amar kan Rabbi Yochanan, eino din v'chok michukei haTorah." This is no halacha that we're talking about here. V'afal pichin still halu kan shumidarchi apikarsis. If he wouldn't have believed that it's true, it's apikarsis. Shu bozad v'ar Hashem isbarach. He's being shaming the words of God. He's not believing the ones he has to believe. Because someone who argues with Chazal, it's like they're arguing on the main part of the Torah. Because we have the Gemara in Gittin that says, the main part of the Torah is what is not written there, but rather what Chazal darshan from there. Amrusham, they said there. Amr Belazar, Belazar said, Torah rov ksav amiyat al peh. The Torah is mostly written, and the minority of it is oral. Shenamar echtov lo rubi torosi, because the pasuk says, I will write most of my Torah. Rabbi Yochanan Amr, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, rov al peh amiyat b'ksav. Most of it is oral, and only a small amount is written. Shenamar, as it says, ki al pi hadvarim eila, that the Torah is al peh, is oral. So then the Gemara says, "Vaksiv echtav lo rubei Torah." See, what does Rav Yochanan do with the pasuk that says, "I will write most of my Torah"? He answers the Tmuri Kamatama. It was not meant as a statement, it was meant as a question. Am I going to write down most of the Torah?
Hello, Kimozar. Next Shavu, they would be looked at as strangers.
Tamaskana, and in the end, Amir Rabbi Yochanan says, Lakar Sakanesh Baruchu, Bris, Im Yisrael, Elabishvil Dvarim Shabbat Peh. Hashem only made a bris, a covenant with the Jewish people because of the Torah Shabbat Peh, the Oral Law, Shnamer, Ki Api Advarim Eila, Karasi Yitcha, Bris Es Ve'es Yisrael. It's because of the oral stuff that Hashem made a bris with Klal Yisrael. Ubamis in truth, Shafila Rav Elazar, Shatara Rav Biksav, even Rav Elazar, so Rav Yochanan for sure says most of the Torah is oral. And even Rav Elazar, who says most of the Torah is written, he's not suggesting that if all you had is the Bible, with no explanation at all, you'd be able to figure it out. That's impossible. You can't possibly figure it out just by reading it with no oral explanation of what it was supposed to mean. With most mitzvahs, maybe even all mitzvahs, you wouldn't understand any of them without the Torah Shabbal Peh. Ela Rotz Lomer, what it means to say is Shabimina Shatara Nidreshes Bem, Hu Rova Torah Etzleinu. Nechlulu Bazet, Tarig Mitzvah Sin Pirshayun Ubiyarayun. That through Drushes, through the Yid Gimel Midah Shatara Nidreshes Bem, you would be able to work out most of the Torah. V'chivin Shekain, and since that's true, Rova Torah Yesh Larem is Biksav. So in a sense, it's all written, because through Yid Gimel Midah, you could find most of the mitzvahs. Rabbi Yochanan Cholek and Rabbi Yochanan argues Rav Moshe Rav HaTorah Baal Peh, that most of the Torah is oral. Kibeinos and Advarim Shem Halacha Moshe Misinai, because whether you're talking about the halachas that are halacha Moshe Misinai, Obeina Gzeri Shosa Chacham Lasso Siag LaTorah, or if you're talking about the Dinim Derabanan, which as he said is really Doraisa, that the Chacham made, both of which are not hinted to at all in the Torah, Umash, or in some cases, Umash, in a certain sense they're hinted, but they're not really there. Mashi yivaru b'chavaras ha-Torah shlimtzu lo smach min ha-Torah, or things that Chazal told us that there's no hint to in the Torah. Hu rov ha-Torah, that's most of the Torah. So they're arguing, Rav Yochanan and Rav Elazar, about that. But certainly, you can't understand the Torah as it is written, according to anybody. V'nera maskanas ha-Gemara k'Rav Yochanan. Anyway, we paskin like Rav Yochanan at the end, that most of the Torah is oral. Shneamar, as the Pasuk says, that Hashem only made a covenant with the Jewish people because of Torah Shabbal Peh. Rotz Lomer means to say, she'ikir haschar, the main reward for Torah, hu b'mashi chachra chachamim, is that which the chachamim invented, u'mashi yigzeru, and that which they are gozer, they decree, k'di laso siaga Torah, to keep you far away from a virus. K'mo she'amar, as we said, chavivin alay debri sofer, yosim mi'ena shal Torah, that the dinim derabanan are in a sense even greater than the dinim of the Torah. Fumizaya hatam shamarnu lamayla. This is for the reason that we said above. Shana makabim aleinu mitzvahs mitzvosa bebechiraseinu, because it's greater because we're voluntarily taking on these mitzvahs. Mechayvin atzmenu v'lashlin es chayavnu. We're obligating in ourselves in mitzvahs that God didn't give us. V'lachein, and therefore, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Shlo karas HaKadosh Baruch Hu brisim Yisrael ela k'dei she'amiku heim b'Torah. Hashem only made a covenant with the Jewish people so that we should delve into the Torah, v'yasu lehem siyagim v'takanos, and to make dinim derabana, to keep us far away from the laws that Hashem said. V'zeh tigdal ahavasu imanu, and with that Hashem's love for the Jewish people grows even greater. V'zeh shamar, and that's what it says, chavivin alay debrei sofrim yosim imyena shal Torah, that is beloved to Hashem, the words of the sofrim, even greater than the wine of Torah.
Okay, and we'll stop here.